Welcome to the Science of Optimal Human Performance, where I will teach you how to become a fat-burning machine, optimize your brain, and live longer. We will go over topics such as fasting, strength training, and biohacking so you can reach your full human potential. I am your host, Dr. Michael Vann. Welcome to the show. All right, welcome back. We have part 5 of our deep sleep optimization series today, right now. And so far in this series, we've gone over the importance of deep sleep and why it's so vital for regenerating, recovery, and repair. We talked about our circadian rhythms and ways to perfect those and really optimize our circadian rhythms for the best sleep possible. We also talked about EMF and practical strategies that we can utilize to diminish EMF. We talked about your ideal sleep environment and how to do little tweaks to our environment, as well as time our exercise properly to get the best sleep possible. And then last week, we went over scientifically supported supplements to help you sleep. And so those are great topics. And today, in our final topic, we're gonna go over biohacks to help take your sleep to the next level. And this obviously is going to help your deep sleep, which ultimately is gonna help your recovery, regeneration, and repair in the most efficient way possible. So today's biohacks we're going to go over today are binaural beats and nature sounds, hot-cold alteration therapy, red light filters for your iPhones, gravity blankets, some food tricks you can do, meditation, controlled breathing, mouth taping, sleep trackers, and advanced sleep biohacks. And so if you want specific references for all of this information we're going to be talking about, stay tuned for the article that's going to be released on biohacks, which is going to have everything cited for you. Now, the first biohack I want to talk about is binaural beats and nature sounds. And us as human beings, we are kind of evolved to be in the presence and be listening to sounds of nature, whether that's rain, waves, birds, thunder, wind, you know, whatever it is. The sounds of nature are designed to give us like a calming effect. And in fact, these are scientifically proven to help your sleep quality, listening to nature sounds. And so a couple apps I like to utilize that I can play are the Calm app and the Brainwave app. And we'll talk a little bit about those in a second, but that's nature sounds. But binaural beats are a little bit different. And binaural beats are basically it's based on the fact that if you put a sound frequency in one ear and a different sound frequency in another ear, your brain's going to perceive a third frequency that's the difference between the two. So for example, if you have a 280 hertz frequency in your left ear, a 300 hertz in your right ear, your brain is going to perceive a 20 hertz. And what that does is it basically, you're able to program a specific frequency to help you sleep. And the sound therapy reduces anxiety, it improves sleep, and really you're seeing these in the form of, using them in the form of apps, you know, where you have headphones, it elicits one frequency in one ear, another in the other ear. And so you can program these apps to be designed specifically for deep sleep, and those are called binaural beats. Now, I use an app called Brainwave. And Brainwave is cool because, as you can see from this slide here, I can set my setting on deep sleep, which is basically going to give me a frequency designed for slow delta wave deep sleep. But I also can put medium rain. I can use background nature sound music, and I like to use rain. Since I'm from Seattle, it tends to rain a lot. So to me, it just puts me back at home. And so I can listen to sounds of nature sounds mixed with binaural beats to really help optimize my deep sleep. The next thing I want to talk about is hot-cold alteration therapy. Now, in the previous videos, we've talked about how hot exposure before bed is scientifically proven to help you sleep because it basically causes your body to release a lot of heat, cooling your body ultimately for sleep. But what happens is that if you combine this with cold, you know, it could actually give you an extra benefit. And the thing is, acute cold exposure, it actually activates your sympathetic nervous system, which is kind of like your stress response, nothing you really want activated before bed. However, once you become acclimated to cold exposure, you know, it becomes easier and easier, then it starts to do the opposite, where it activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which can be very beneficial before bed, promoting relaxation and calmness. And so going from a hot shower right down to a cool environment, like a cold shower, is very beneficial. So to do it, what you can do is you can either, if you have a sauna or access to a sauna, you can go 15 or so minutes in a sauna, followed by 5-minute cold shower. Or if you're just in the shower before bed, you could do a hot shower and then end the setting on cold. And so you could try that kind of hot, cold alteration and see if that works for you. For me, it really does. And I do notice the difference in my Oura Ring deep sleep scores. So try that out. And the next one we got here is we have this special iPhone red light filter. Now this is an awesome filter, and if you are just, you know, trying to meet some deadlines, you absolutely need to use your phone at night, which is not recommended. But if you do, use this red light filter. And basically, if I could grab my phone here, what it's gonna do is you can see that I have a home screen here, and I have a shortcut enabled where if I click my home screen 3 times, it goes to this little trick, this little quick access where it all turns red. And this is very easy on your eyes, and it basically removes all the blue light because your phones naturally do have a night shift kind of feature on iPhones. But this is actually superior because night shift on your iPhone still emits bright light and blue light. So using this red light filter is excellent. And basically, this is how you do it on an iPhone. On an Android, you could just Google it, but on an iPhone, these are basically the steps to get that. So if you're watching this video, I suggest you press pause on this screen and look at these directions or check out the article to get to that feature. And I also go over how to turn on the basically the shortcut to get to this red light kind of hue, which lowers strain on the eyes. And it basically allows you to, if you just have to, check out that Instagram at night, somewhat guilt-free. And so this goes over the shortcut and everything. So again, just pause this screen when you're going through this to get every single direction there. The next thing I want to talk about, the next biohack for sleep, is called gravity blankets. And gravity blankets is basically just another name for a therapeutically weighted blanket. And these weighted blankets are kind of designed to be roughly 10% of your total body weight. And what it does is these weighted blankets, they kind of conform to your body, and they basically make you have a feeling of being like held or hugged, which activates your parasympathetic nervous system, which then is going to increase serotonin and melatonin and decrease cortisol, helping you feel great, kind of just tired, calm, relaxed, ready for bed. And I notice I have one that weighs about 35 pounds over my king bed, and it kind of just gives me a feeling of like security. It makes me feel secure, and again, just like you're being held, so it activates your calmness that way. And I think they work great. Give it a try. The next one I want to talk about is a food trick. And this food trick is actually kiwis. And this might be sounding a little weird, but bear with me here. It's because they've done studies and they found that kiwi consumption 1 to 2 hours before bed dramatically improved sleep onset, duration, and efficiency. And the researchers were trying to come up with possible mechanisms of why kiwis helped with your sleep. And what they found is that it has a high antioxidant content, and it also has high serotonin levels, which help you sleep. And so I recently been experimenting, you know, since I'm also on a, I'm doing an intense weightlifting and muscle building phase right now. So I've been experimenting with an evening smoothie consisting of kiwis, as well as cold processed micellar casein. And I got the casein, which is a slow digesting protein that my muscles can absorb very slowly. And then I have the kiwis, which have vitamin C and collagen, which is a precursor to serotonin. And so I tried that and it's been working very well for me. So give it a try. And just as a side note, not everyone can tolerate casein very well. I can tolerate it just fine. But if you notice you're getting some type of allergy, then just go with the kiwis. The next biohack we're going to talk about is meditation. And I'm going to be the first to tell you that I have very little experience with meditation. In fact, all I've really done in the past is focus on diaphragmatic breathing, deep breathing, and utilizing simple applications on your iPhone like Headspace and Calm, listening to some nature sounds, etc. But the research is really undeniable at this point of how powerful meditation is. And that's actually one of my kind of goals and one of my future strategies I want to implement more in my life is basically incorporating a daily ritual of mindfulness meditation. But basically what they found is that several studies show that mindfulness meditation helps improve sleep quality in multiple clinical settings. And basically possible mechanisms for that is it down-regulates your stress response. It's reducing your stress hormones, your cortisol. It's activating your parasympathetic nervous system, your rest and digest mode, and it's helping you normalize melatonin production. So there's many benefits to meditation in terms of sleep quality, as well as your overall health and well-being. And regardless of the technique that you choose to do, just know that it's gonna help you get your mind right, reduce stress, and give you feelings of calmness and relaxation before bed. And I've talked with several influencers, several of my successful friends out there who do meditation, and many of them said that it's probably the single most effective activity at controlling the mind and relaxing the body that they have. Meditation, the single most effective strategy. So it's really not to be taken lightly. In fact, that's why I'm going to now commit myself to utilizing a just consistent daily routine of meditation. So I'm open to learning more, but the evidence is pretty clear at this point that it really is going to help your sleep quality. The next thing, which is similar to meditation, I want to talk about controlled breathing. And again, similar to meditation, but basically utilizing slow and deep breaths activates your parasympathetic nervous system, what you want before bed. Whereas the opposite, rapid, shallow breathing seems to activate your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight response, where your body's releasing cortisol and stress hormones. But what I like to do is I like to do the 4-7-8 technique. And this is developed by Andrew Weil. And basically what you do is you let all your air out of your mouth. So the first thing you do is you let all of your air out. And then you breathe in quietly through your nose for the count of 4 seconds. You hold that for 7 seconds. And then you blow all of your air out through your mouth with pursed lips for a sound of 8 seconds, giving you kind of a whooshing sound. And so doing this about 4 times is really going to help with this kind of slow and deep breathing that's going to help activate your parasympathetic nervous system, helping you prepare your body for sleep and relaxation. Next thing we have is mouth taping. Now, mouth taping sounds a little strange at first, but bear with me here, because what mouth taping is going to do, it's going to force you to breathe through your nose during the entire night while you're sleeping. And then you now might be asking, why is breathing through your nose so important? Well, what they found is that nose breathing does several things. First, it increases tissue oxygenation and it decreases your heart rate and blood pressure. These are things you want before bed and during bed. It decreases asthma and allergies. It basically has a lot to do with promoting dental health and your basically the smell of your breath. Because if you're constantly drying out all your air, you're gonna be kind of damaging some of that bacterial mucosa in your mouth, causing bad breath. And also too, you're gonna be getting rid of that beneficial saliva that helps protect your teeth. It also helps relax your body and mind by activating your parasympathetic nervous system, and it allows your body to release more nitric oxide. In fact, breathing through your nose activates a lot more nitric oxide through your body. So mouth taping is fantastic. I do that every once in a while, and I just use regular, that white masking tape, put it over. That's not gonna hurt your lips too much when you take it off. And so that's what I do. You can go on Amazon and buy special mouth taping like tapes, but they're a little bit overpriced in my opinion. So I just use regular tape, which is very, very inexpensive. And then the next thing I wanna talk about is tracking your sleep. Because how are we gonna know that all of these biohacks, all of these strategies we've talked about in parts 1 through 5 of this deep sleep optimization series, how do we know if any of these things work in the first place? And how you're gonna find out is if you're actually tracking your sleep quality. And the easiest way I know to do that is with the Oura Ring, but there's other applications out there and other tools you can utilize as well. And so, again, many types. I like the Oura Ring just because of its simplicity, and I don't mind wearing a ring throughout the entire day. And it's also important to notice that it's not perfect. You know, this is basically trying to, this is not an EEG. It's not doing a full-on sleep scan of you, testing your sleep levels. So it's using algorithms. And they've done one study in particular where they found that the algorithms of, at least of the Oura Ring, it tends to actually be a little bit off in the parameters, where it over-exaggerates REM sleep and it tends to under-exaggerate deep sleep. So just be mindful of that. All right. And the final thing we're going to talk about is some advanced biohacks. And I just wanted to put these in there because I know some of the big hardcore biohackers out there like Ben Greenfield are utilizing these, but these tend to be way more expensive. I don't have a lot of, I guess, experience with these. And these are definitely not required to get great sleep. So just so you know, but I wanted to go over those anyway because they are kind of been shown to give some benefit in some people. And so a few of these are, there's something called the Dream Band. It's like this band that goes over your head, and it's a device designed to help you sleep better while also collecting a lot of wealth about how you're sleeping, lots of data, and it helps with your brain waves and heart rate. And so Dream Band can be something you may want to look into if you're trying everything and it's still not helping your sleep. There's something called Whole Body PEMF, which stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Fields. And there's this mat that you can lay on called the BioBalance mat that can basically emit this pulsed electromagnetic field frequency into your body, which is supposed to help you sleep deeper. And then there's something called Low Frequency Whole Body Vibration. And I know some people have these embedded in their mattresses and things of that nature, but basically the same premise when you're driving for a long time and it makes you sleepy, the premise is that it's because of this low levels of vibration going on in the engine that's causing you to get relaxed, calm, and sleep. And so that can be something that you certainly may want to look into. And so going over everything and reviewing everything, we've talked again about the importance of deep sleep, circadian rhythms, ways to diminish EMF exposure, sleep environments, and exercise timing for the best sleep possible, sleep supplements that help you, basically that are scientifically proven to help with your deep sleep, as well as some great biohacks that we talked about today. So we've went over a ton of strategies that you can implement right now into your daily routine. I also want you to know that for me, knowing how important sleep is right now, what I personally do is I give myself a non-negotiable 8 hours of sleep every single day. So I plan out my day where I'm in bed with a non-negotiable 8 hours of sleep. Doesn't mean I'm always sleeping for that entire 8 hours, but at least I'm giving my body that time. If I can't sleep throughout that entire time, that's fine, but I give myself that space. I plan it in advance. And as Dr. Walker explains, that's not because I'm trying to practice what I preach. If you understood what I know about sleep and all-cause mortality, as well as most disease processes, you would realize I'm being nothing short of utterly selfish in my preservation of an 8-hour sleep opportunity. I don't want to die young, and I don't want sickness and disease in my life. So it's a powerful statement by the sleep doctor himself, Dr. Walker, on why giving yourself a non-negotiable 8-hour time, an 8-hour opportunity to sleep every single day, is so beneficial. And again, my number one goal is optimal human performance in every single area of your life. And I know that optimizing deep sleep is going to be vital for ultimate regeneration, recovery, memory consolidation, DNA repair, releasing vital hormones like growth hormone, as well as flushing out toxins in my brain that get accumulated during the day. This is going to help me function my very best every single day. So optimizing deep sleep is critical for functioning. And to end this talk, and to use another quote by Dr. Walker, he says, "There is no physiological system in the body and no operation of the brain that isn't wonderfully enhanced by sleep when you get it, or demonstrably impaired when you don't get it." So this is just another statement showing its importance of sleep. And so There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. And for more awesome lifestyle tips, you can check out my website at drmichaelvann.com for more information, more blogs, more articles. And you can also download my free ebook with optimal, basically, lifestyle hacks as well as fasting tips. And stay tuned for new content on our fasting and our keto series that's coming up next. So stay tuned. We'll talk to you soon.